It's my comfort duck.
There's a lot of things wrong with that sentence.
Just a few. But nobody has to
Can
know what
Can I have my
I
draft back? Thank you.
It's my comfort duck.
Okay. So welcome to the Dysfunctional Pod. I'm Lauren, and that disturbed man is Blake.
Who? Annie? Are you talking about Annie?
Okay.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Annie.
And
but no. Lauren just kind of doesn't really,
you're
you
not
know.
Disturbed. Or a man.
Okay, yeah. You got me there. Yeah.
Oh, dang it. You got me there.
Okay, and many of you were wondering, and when I say many, I mean one person, were wondering about who we were interviewing, and today, it's Annie.
Hi.
The god herself.
Yes. I destroyed 12-year-old in Minecraft for leisure.
What do you think this add flag button does?
Add a flag and see what happens.
Flag added. Oh, does that just mean we can add, like, effects later on?
Yeah.
Hmm. Let's use that boom slap one.
Okay. Well, what are you doing?
I just got Sprite on my face.
ASMR.
I've already drank like half.
Oh,
you know what?
Annie.
You're talking to Grace. You need like a filler.
We actually need to get you a Guinness.
Oh gosh. Ooh, I tried wine at my 18th birthday party, and it tasted like chemicals. I couldn't do it.
Mine is...
Try.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? It depends on what kind of wine. I say this as an underage drinker.
As an underage alcoholic.
It's possible you don't know what...
Yeah. My mom was really pressuring me to try Fireball. But...
Peer pressure.
I decided to opt out of that one.
It was actually a test.
I can see your mom pressuring you to try Fireball, though.
My mom.
Even though she doesn't give off that vibe.
And there she is downing, like, a small cup of Fireball by herself. And she's like, Annie, won't you try some? It's really good.
What kind of shows does your mom watch?
My 500-pound life.
Oh, even so, she's over here watching TLC downing Fireball.
I love that. I love your mom.
That's a great mental
she,
picture.
Like, your family's a great, all in all, they're pretty great people.
Oh, I can tell. I've never met them, but TLC and Fireball.
Oh, yeah. She loves watching any TLC show, really. She likes The Little Couple, 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh.
Uh-huh, she really likes that one. Mountain Men. She loves anything to do with Alaska.
My dad watches Mountain Men religiously. It'll play upstairs when he thinks we're not home.
Yeah.
I tried changing it once, but my dad was back, walked back in the room, and he's like, I was watching that.
She makes sure to record it if she's going to be gone, then watches it.
Smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, before we get too off topic...
We've already been there.
Yeah, we have. How are you, Annie?
I'm doing pretty great. I stayed up until 1 a.m. last night for no reason. Knowing I had to work at 8. For some reason, I went to bed on time the two nights that I didn't have to get up. But I'm doing pretty well.
You did message me at like 12:17 a.m.
Ooh, you got it down.
Yeah, because... 17. I actually fell asleep relatively on time last night.
What's on time?
On time to me? That's like 11:30.
But you were awake at 12:17.
No, I wasn't.
This is actually
I wasn't awake, actually, no. I saw it in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
I saw
that's
it
when you sent me the
video. 12:17
in the morning.
Oh, Blake, you should be...
Thanks, Annie. You're so funny, Blake.
You know, just feed his ego.
My goodness. Yeah. I got back from work today.
How was your day at work?
Really good. Not a lot went on, so I spent most of the time polishing stainless steel. Because I felt like it.
Okay, well, the listeners who don't know you.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Where do you work?
I'm a barista. Just polishing that stainless
steel. My job is to polish stainless... No. I work at Paws Pet Hospital. I'm a vet tech assistant. So I do a lot of things.
Can we get paid from them for having you on
sponsor?
The podcast?
Can we have a sponsor?
Can we have like half your paycheck?
So like $5?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I guess.
Okay.
It doesn't make much of a difference for my thousands of dollars of debt for college. Yeah, but basically as a vet tech assistant, I assist the vet techs, obviously.
No.
Yeah.
You are a vet tech.
Sometimes. I have to be. But I restrain animals for procedures. I do nail trims. I am a receptionist. I clean everything, disinfect everything, stock things.
Looks like a penguin.
Customer service.
It kind of does.
Where's
I'm sorry.
The camel?
I don't... Here's the hump, but that looks like a penguin. My brother is trying this new art style.
Really?
And it, I thought this was a bunch of gears at first.
I really don't know.
I can see like a human head with... It's a devil. That's it.
Yeah. I see a spine.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why he added that. Ooh. Did you finish that already?
No.
Okay, almost though.
I barely touched mine. Stop! Get away from the paint!
Tasty.
Okay. Cool. Let's put away my brother's pictures so we don't spend this entire time debating. So, what has been the most interesting part of your job so far?
Polishing stainless steel.
The most interesting part has been dealing with insane pets. Okay, they're not insane by nature. They're just really scared, or they're in pain.
Or they're insane.
Or they're insane. No, you know, there's been cats that, like, so I help take x-rays, and so we have to wear lead stuff when we take x-rays, or we're supposed to.
Okay.
Like Batman?
Batman wears lead?
Didn't he wear, like, a lead suit
what?
In Batman versus Superman?
No.
What was he wearing then? Like, his big suit?
That was just, like, an electronic thing.
I thought that was a lead suit.
The only Batman I know is Lego Batman.
Exactly. Can I Google? I'm gonna Google it. We don't fact check here, but...
Lego Batman is... Haven't you seen the Lego Batman movie? Oh my gosh, that is an
Does
art...
Does he wear lead?
I don't know.
No! That's that... a no!
That movie, Lego Batman... It's the single greatest movie on earth. Fantastic dialogue. My favorite line is when he first meets Robin.
Uh-huh.
And Robin just goes, "Hi, my name's Richard, but some of the kids here call me Dick." Yeah. And then Batman goes, "Children can be so cruel."
Some suggested composite. This all goes against my lead theory.
Okay.
Some suggested a composite of titanium alloy, graphene, Kevlar, and liquid armor, but one creative fan insisted that it was made from synthetic kryptonite.
Batman is my favorite superhero. And
By
he always
far.
Will be.
It's fair.
Look at that. Look at that
Wonder
man.
Woman.
Look at that beefy.
Ben Affleck isn't coming back.
I know he isn't.
Oh my god. Nice.
Instead we
yeah,
have...
Ben's early.
Robert Pattinson has
Robert
been cast.
Pattinson.
Yeah, for 2020.
Oh, seriously?
Standalone Batman.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
I heard about it, but I didn't think it was real.
Get yourself a man like this.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Just,
Can we get Bryce to wear this?
I think if I asked...
Oh, wait. How's tall Bryce? How tall is Bryce? Like,
I think
6'1".
Or 6'3", maybe?
If Batman's like 6'2".
Okay.
So he'll be able to fit in there.
He can
How do
it.
You know Batman's height?
Because I read it. 6'2".
Good job.
How tall is Bryce Force? But we've got to go Ben Affleck. Oh, Ben Affleck's 6'4".
We could get Bryce
So
to
he
grow.
Might like
I thought he was short.
Bat Who, Ben Affleck? Affleck?
Yeah.
I think they give off that illusion because of the jaw.
Gotcha, gotcha.
See?
Stocky? Yeah.
Yeah. You think stocky people are short, but they're really not.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm just short. I'm not stocky.
You're
I'm,
pretty
I'm
tall.
I'm short.
I'm average height.
You're, what, yeah. like 12'9"?
Well, actually 12'10".
Sorry.
Yeah. Get it right next time. Yeah. Okay, but...
The dysfunctional pod wiki. Annie, 12'10".
Can someone make that?
Bryce, get on it.
Bryce.
We've got to make up our whole lore.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Annie's a cryptid.
Yeah.
A cryptic. Yeah. We're both cryptics, actually.
Yeah.
Because I sent you a meme on it.
Yeah.
I'm the disaster cryptid, and you're the functional one.
Yes. Oh, that's ironic. Considering I'm...
I think we're both disasters.
Yeah.
Even though I think you're lovely, I think we're both disasters.
Of course. Yes. Yes. It would be denial to insist otherwise.
Stop
kidding.
Did you
see my face?
No, I didn't see your face. Your head was blocking the microphone.
Okay, but lead.
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 That's right. We were talking about something.
We need Annie on here all the time.
When you take x-rays, you wear lead.
You don't get it until after. I took away his phone. Annie,
you know, lead is like really hard and really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't. Do you have something you'd like to say to the class?
Raise your hand. Blake, you gotta raise your hand.
I don't even know why I'm laughing anymore.
We're taking a commercial break.
Commercial.
A commercial.
Commercial break.
Yeah. Blake's laughter is the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
How far are we into this even? Stop laughing. There's no room.
12 minutes.
There's no room for laughter in the dysfunctional pod.
Excuse me.
Now sit in the corner. Anyway, continue with your lead story.
Yeah. So there is a cat named Bigfoot.
What a guy.
She was,
I mean, gal. Yeah.
You told me about this.
Yes, yes, I did. She was really cute, has, like, kind of really short ears, and she's adorable and small. But, unfortunately, she came from a bad home, a hoarding situation. So she was, like, really mean is an understatement. So we took her back, and she has not had any, like, vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of like escaped our grasp in the back, so they're like, okay, we'll go in the x-ray room just so we can like be in a smaller space. And the two techs in there were in there for 15 minutes, and all I heard was like from there and like hitting walls and stuff. And then they told me afterward that one of them wore a lead glove to try to get her, and she bit through the lead glove.
I want a cat like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about the one that was so obese?
I love this!
Started off right there.
Yeah.
It was so obese!
She was so fat she couldn't groom herself, so she had mats all over her. And her temp was like 103 because she was getting overheated. So she did not like us either. She was in a lot of pain. So we had to try
sedate
to hold her.
Her.
Well, yeah, but... The way we
did sedated I actually,
her
I guess
was
right.
weird. We couldn't, like, get her to sit still.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they tried to hold her and she dropped on the floor, but she couldn't move because she was too fat, her arms. Yeah. Yeah. So we put her in a pillowcase and then stabbed the pillowcase with a needle.
Oh,
thing.
Okay. I was getting kind of worried.
Yeah,
with a needle and sedative.
Like, that sounded like you were just unveiling the dark secrets of Taz Hospital.
Can we cut out,
no.
like, the width? With a needle? So we could just have it go from, and we took the pillowcase, and we stabbed the pillowcase, and then us laughing.
Why would that be funny?
I don't know, we find it kind of funny.
I know, But I'm just still picturing the cat trying to walk.
She can't. I mean, she's trying to get away, but
she's taking her time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm making my way downtown.
Yep. Yeah. So we stab the pillowcase with a needle, a sedative, and then
with a big knife.
Yeah. And we shaved her and all of her fur.
That's why you were polishing stainless steel.
Why?
Because of the accident with the pillowcase. Oh,
gosh. And then I had an asthma attack.
Yeah.
Good times at Pet. Well, no. Paws Pet Hospital.
Yeah. Paws Pet Hospital trademark registered.
Pet Paws.
Pet Paws.
Progressive Animal Wellness Services.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was just Paws.
I just thought it was.
I did too for the first year and a half.
Oh, that's kind of embarrassing.
It says it in the front, in the lobby, if you go in there, and I just didn't.
Yeah, that's still a little more embarrassing. You work there, and you worked there for a year and a half without knowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
2 years now.
Annie, what are your aspirations? Tell the folks at home.
My aspirations are to go to medical school. Hopefully at Mayo. Yeah.
Lit.
I'm gonna go to Bethel for Bachelor of Science, a BS biology.
A lot of sugar.
Okay. You're not.
Do you have ADHD for chance?
Maybe.
It's kind of possible. I'm just medicated right now, and I could give you my Adderall.
Dude, we can't say that on the podcast.
It's meth.
Yeah, that makes it so much better. Dude, I'll just give you some of my meth.
At Annie's house, I think, what is it? I think you said you were talking to me about getting medicated.
Yeah.
For ADHD or yeah. ADD.
Yeah. I might have to be, yeah.
I was like, become a meth head.
Yeah, I'll join you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Join us. We have some good meth.
Just a casual. Become a meth head today. Like, it's the, I want you to join the army with Uncle Sam. I want you to become a meth head today.
Join us. Join the movement.
Join the movement today.
You know, do you guys get that Trump ad on YouTube? Join the movement of more than 500,000 Americans to impeach Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day of my life.
Yeah. Join the movement of more than 500,000 Americans to become meth heads.
Just casual.
Just make them.
Hey, man, you a meth head? Nah, not yet.
Aspiring meth head.
I'm aspiring meth
head. I have to talk to my doctor first.
Say it really fast. I have to talk to my doctor first. Like, it's not even, like, you can't even tell what they're saying. That was my phone.
Don't reach for it.
I'm not going to.
I was gonna.
Now I'm tempted. Why you were...
All right. I don't know why. I just thought... Why
what?
Is...
Hey, cut the voodoo stuff.
Did you text him?
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You remember
that
my flight.
That was Bryce.
Oh. He sounds like quite a man.
He really is. I talked to him about stuff, and he... responds to stuff I've said way in the past, like 5 seconds ago in the conversation, and it's all the meth I have. I'm just going, I'm just talking so fast, at the speed of light. You should really get into it.
Yeah, I will. I'll take.
Oh
advice.
Dear God, no.
Look, I'm becoming white.
For those of you who can't see us,
I think we've been over the fact that we're both very white.
He took a white. Piece of chalk marker and just wiped it on his leg.
That's
chalk
all.
Marker?
Yes, it's chalk marker. Marker.
What do you?
Are you sure it's not?
Can't you just use chalk?
See, they don't have regular old chalk at Target.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh.
They have.
Have you tried the kids section?
They have colored pencil chalk.
Oh.
But no. Hmm. No regular chalk.
I'm getting too old.
They're advancing.
All right, we're going to Target to prove you wrong.
Again. Yeah, that won't come off.
I don't care.
Huh.
We should tell them about our suicide pact.
Oh my gosh.
Just casual.
Okay.
Let's talk about our
the
suicide
pact. The first time, like within the first year I met Annie, we went on a missions trip together, like a short-term missions trip within the States. And we went to Philly. And we both have the same allergies. If you don't know
what Philly is, it's Philadelphia. Just in case you guys are a little slow, I know I was.
Yeah.
Okay. But
see, look, we've had, right off.
Since we met each other, we realized we had all the same allergies. Mm-hmm. Except you're not allergic to tree nuts, not peanuts.
Well,
you're
I allergic.
You are?
Just, like, not as much as you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. But I'm still not alone.
Yeah. Happy anyway. Birthday, I brought a gift!
But we made a pact together before leaving for that trip that if one of us ever eats peanuts...
Mm-hmm. Accidentally, of course.
Accidentally. The other one has to stuff it in the other one's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So we die together.
Mm-hmm. You don't leave the other out.
No.
No. And there is so much unknown food on missions trips, so we ate our food together.
And people, people give us food.
Yeah. And you can't just...
You can't say no.
You can't say no, so it's like...
It puts us in an awkward position.
Like, I really don't want to say no to this, so it's like, say no to this old lady or die.
Mm-hmm.
So we choose to die.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's heroic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're also making that person feel horrible.
Whatever you say. Like, I think it's heroic that I'm eating whatever she's giving me.
But also, like, I don't know about you, Amy. I just have a death wish.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, no. I risked my life for ice cream yesterday.
It's normal.
Yeah, Nelson's.
It's a day in the life.
Nelson's.
Yeah. You gotta risk your life for Nelson's.
Yeah. Got the kid size, of course, which is gigantic. I ate it all. Yeah. But she was like, there's a risk of cross-contamination. I'm like, I know, just give me the ice cream.
I've had a long, hard day.
Please. Yeah.
Listen here, lady. Yeah, that's my...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
I'm glad I have someone with my allergies.
Too.
I just got my blood tested again.
Oh, really?
For my allergies. And I've, different allergies.
But I'm not allergic to peanuts.
No, it's okay.
If the allergy tests come back less than 0.35, then you're not allergic.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2012, my peanut one was over 100.
So instead, I'm deathly allergic.
2016, it was down to 60 something.
Oh, wow.
Now it's at 40. So it still means I'm super allergic, but not off the scales. Allergic.
Yeah.
So good luck with that death pact.
I'm gonna make you allergic to peanuts again.
In just a few years.
Make me allergic to peanuts again. It's a presidential campaign.
Exactly. I mean, I told Ruben that I'm running my presidential campaign for Pope.
I don't think that's a presidential campaign.
It's time they let a woman become the Pope.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a reason why.
It's the Catholic Church.
Cult. Yeah.
They're sexist and rude. I can say that. Hey! Do you want to talk about your ex? Because you can rant to the world about them.
I don't know what I'd say.
Or the 10 people who listen.
Oh, yeah. 11.
11, excuse me.
We got 11.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fancy.
But yeah. Talk about the letter I critiqued.
Yeah.
When I was at your house.
So he wrote me a love letter for my birthday. I had to ask him to, of course.
Mm.
You know? But, you know, it was all sweeter or whatever. And what were some errors that you found in that letter?
Like, the first paragraph, I don't know if you can call it a paragraph. it was just, one big, long sentence.
Yes. Very run-on.
Here, we've got it right now today.
It was just a really... there was, commas missing, and it was stressful.
Yeah.
And I was, reading it like a librarian.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's cathartic. You know, it was sweet at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and he won't ever listen to this, but if he ever does, it was sweet at the time.
It's okay. I think one of my exes listens.
Yeah.
And I don't think I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
He doesn't talk to me anymore, so it's okay.
Yeah. As long as you stay out of contact, you're good.
Yeah.
You can say whatever the heck you want.
He still views my Instagram stories but won't like any of my pictures.
That's how it works.
Yes. He's a sensitive lad.
Sensitive lad. Anyway. Oh, yeah. But...
Yeah. Yeah.
So your ex is like the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
It's a good...
Pretty much. Pretty much. Sexist and rude.
Yep. And I've met him, like, once for, like, five seconds.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. We did at Halloween, where he was dropping me off. That's right.
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were dressed as Rob Morgan.
Of course.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Just because I wear all black.
And then Bryce was an overworked high school student.
Awesome.
Because that's just what he was.
Yeah.
Now he's an overworked college student.
Mm, upgrade.
Is it?
In some ways, yeah.
Okay. No, he's gonna die this year. He's taking, like,
mostly
4-credit classes.
Finally. World without Bryce.
He's gonna listen to this.
I know he is. Anyways. I love you, Bryce. Take that as you wish.
The last time I think I saw Bryce was that day.
Yeah.
Halloween, so almost a year ago. Hi, Bryce.
We can change that. We can go say hi to him now.
He lives, like, a block away.
Let's just walk over after this.
What's up? You don't remember me, but I really wanted to meet you.
Actually, no. I took him to your grad party.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's... Here, this is what he looks like.
No, you did. You did. You did.
Yeah.
You did. Yes, and you brought the plant.
Yeah, he got... Yeah, when we were playing volleyball.
This is the idiot himself.
Yeah, I know. He looks like... Not an idiot. Send that picture to me.
I think I did.
I didn't get it because it was on Snapchat.
Oh. Yeah,
but it was hilarious. Anyway. Yeah, he got hit in the head that day with a volleyball when we were playing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes, now I remember.
And then he just, like, looked over at me. And he was like... I looked at him and he was just so tired. It was just... He'd gotten hit with a baseball before. He got hit in the shoulder with a baseball. And then it just keeps happening.
Sounds like a great day.
Yeah.
Great day.
Great
I'm
day.
I'm sorry, I think I told you this before, all the plants that people gave me died. Because I forgot they existed. I put them in a warm place, and I was like, oh, this is good for them, and there's, like, some sunlight, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna remember to water them, and then I didn't.
The thing is... With some plants, just give it a little spraying and see where it goes.
You're the expert.
Plant guru.
They're alive! Squid's not looking good, but he's getting there.
Mm-hmm. I grew spinach in biology class.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. We did an experiment of, like, growing spinach in cooler temperatures, warmer temperatures. The cooler one grew a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bonded to those spinach plants because... We planted them. We raised them.
I think we're interviewing a psychopath.
I mean, she may like murder, but not like that.
But we were forced to murder them, actually.
Mm.
What?
Did you eat them?
No.
Okay, were they tasty? That's fair.
We had to dry them and weigh their dry mass.
So you didn't eat them?
You took summer classes.
What's the point?
That was horrible. Oh my gosh. What? I never recommend it. It's for every day of the week for 4 to 5 hours sitting in, at least in my case, in a windowless room that's made of brick. And you listen to the instructor talk about chemistry.
Sounds like my high school.
Yeah.
Sounds like South, actually.
It really does.
Like none of the classrooms have windows.
None of the chemistry ones?
No.
Oh, and they were doing construction in the chemistry department, so we had to move to the biochem lab and stuff. There was also one day where they accidentally
oh my gosh!
Set off a poison gas alarm, so we had to leave.
Fun times.
And no one cared. We are like, huh.
At least we'll die together.
Yeah.
You were gonna,
this will be over.
You were about to leave the earth without me?
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I would have fed you peanuts.
It's okay. Yeah. Upon hearing of your death, I'd go to blank and say, can I please have a Reese's Pieces?
Yeah. How many times have you been exposed to peanuts?
Many times. My mom loves peanut butter.
I mean, like, have you eaten it?
How
many times, I mean?
I had it when I was 2 for the first time, and that's how my mom found out.
Same, actually. I was 2, too.
Yeah, and my mom freaked out. And then when I was, I want to say 13, I was in.
You told me.
I ate, my teacher gave me peanuts without me knowing. Because, you know, the Reese's Pieces, they can look like M&M's.
And Skittles, they're
don't. And no one told
no,
me.
No, Reese's Pieces are yellow, orange, and
you know
black.
What? There's orange M&M's. You get
and
them mixed
Skittles.
Up.
You see, you just kill the orange. You just... You also look
cross
at the...
Cross-contamination.
You also look at the M.
Well,
the
okay.
S.
Well, sometimes M&M's and Skittles have their little logos rubbed off. See? Annie gets it. Okay? And I had my... And I wasn't thinking at the time, because I was daydreaming and I just ate it. And so, the school had put my allergy information in the wrong place.
Fantastic. 10 out of 10 public school system.
It was a charter school.
Oh, charter
even
school
better.
System.
Yeah. But,
oh boy.
But that teacher was gonna retire, and he's like, why won't you let me retire soon? And then he yelled at the principal saying, you know, I almost killed a kid. And I can't, I'm really glad I'm the one.
Can we interview him?
Terrence Darwin?
Yeah.
His name is, last name is Darwin? Yeah. As in like Charles Darwin?
Yeah.
No.
Peter
Darwin.
He was one of my favorite teachers. I loved him.
I had a teacher named Mr. Butterfield.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
I had a teacher named Mrs. Anderson. It's funny because...
Is that the teacher we tricked into thinking that we were...
Oh, I had two teachers named
siblings.
Mrs. Anderson.
We tricked his stats teacher into thinking that me, my sister, and him were all related.
Oh, we did. That
which
was
is
great.
Hilarious because Grace and him are born a month apart.
That was not easy to explain. Grok should have just lied.
Yeah.
No joke.
I know. But
because
she probably was like, but your teacher probably believed like that Grace was adopted and she didn't know.
You just stayed in the womb for a month longer, yeah. Grace.
Yeah.
You were twins.
Yeah.
We were twins, but you know, it just didn't work out for her.
Yeah. But returning to a topic, you.
Me.
So, what medical field do you want to enter into?
Trauma. Give me the people that have a tree stuck in their arm.
Yeah.
I don't like the look in your eye.
Yes.
I would hate being PCP, primary care provider.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I
it
don't
sounds
give
boring.
A crap if you have a strep throat. Okay?
What is that?
I'm leaving.
You can't. You're my co-host.
Is that always on?
Man, if you have strep throat. I don't. Everyone has strep throat. I don't care. But you don't see someone with like half their arm cut off like every day. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're a trauma doctor.
I love that. No, yeah. I want when you become a trauma doctor, I want to hear stories every day.
Yeah.
Of your experiences.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just so cool.
Mm-hmm. I thrive under. I don't know.
Stress.
Yeah, stress. Pressure.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's probably why being an author is a bad idea for me.
But you can make yourself stressed.
I can write a book in an entire night.
I'm pretty stressed right now. I can't leave this place.
You can, it's just...
And I'm in the middle of two psychopaths.
We're not psychopaths.
Is sociopath the right term?
No, I have feelings. Annie has feelings.
Yeah, just about weirder things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like the same person.
I walked into work one day and there was a dog leg on the table.
Just casual.
There was no explanation. There was no one in the
really?
Back. No, and there was like nothing under it, so it was just on the counter.
That's so.
And I played around with it for a little bit.
It was a pug leg.
Oh no!
And then a doctor that used to be there was like, hey, can you take a picture of me holding this?
Better.
Yeah. And he smiled holding it up.
Put it on his Instagram. Hashtag regular day at work.
I wonder if it's his Facebook profile picture.
I hope so.
Just showing to all his family. Just work things.
Just work things.
Oh man. No, I've seen some weird things.
It's on his Tinder profile.
He does have many dating profiles.
Even better. Grindr, yeah. Tinder, Bumble.
Yo, guys, I can't give out his name. But, like,
if you're looking for a man.
If you're looking for a man, he's 29. He's a vet. Fresh grad from vet school. Loves cats.
Is it
his first image?
Yeah, he's
is
beefy.
Him holding a pug leg.
Yeah.
So
it's all bloody and everything.
Come
yeah.
and get him, girls
yeah.
or guys.
Yeah.
Whatever
he's
into.
He's from New York.
Mm.
He has a twin brother.
Even better.
Even better, you know? Yeah.
That means good. He can done spook you good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always wary of twins.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could ever tell them apart. So I just kind of stay away.
I don't know how parents do that.
I think there's many switched at birth situations.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I can barely tell fish apart.
Oh yeah.
Like goldfish. The same mm-hmm. ones. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just gives me anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Did you know what my dad wanted to name my brother?
What?
Wolfgang.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
As
yeah.
in like
oh,
Mozart?
Yeah.
Yeah, German. Just German. My dad's German. He's like, I want to name Wolfgang. And then if he's a girl,
Wolfgang
baby's a girl,
Amadeus
I
want to
name him...
Mozart.
I want to name him Halcyon. The worst part is that's the name of one of my dad's ex-girlfriends.
I don't know. I think that's, like, the best part.
That's... Oh, man. I remember when... Like a week ago when I was over at your house, your we were at dinner and your family just started speaking. Your dad and your brother spoke German.
Just
yeah.
casual.
Like for a majority of
yeah.
dinner.
And then I was speaking Spanish to myself.
Yeah.
Los espaguetis son muy buenos.
Sí.
Sí. Me gusta. Estoy sola.
I don't
I'm
know
alone.
What sola means.
I'm alone.
You
Spanish.
Have.
Then there's my mom who doesn't speak either. Just
yeah, your mom just sat there waiting for the
just
subject
silent.
To change.
Yeah.
No, your family's pretty cool.
Do you want to have them? I'll give
it
to you.
If you want to trade families, I'm all
oh
for
boy.
It. Could you take my family coming down every moment? Grace approaching you. Say, hey, I got tea to spill from work.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to deal with Corey sending me chicken pictures.
I could take that. It's my background still on my
yeah.
phone.
Corey,
you've seen it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that.
Corey drew, he's very proud of his two drawings of two cannibalistic chickens. They're holding KFC. And they look like really cool.
It so sounds he, way more gory than it is.
It.
We can put it on the
Insta. Yeah, we
Insta.
Will.
He sends it quite frequently, he sends it regularly, like every few months, so I don't forget. And he's been doing this for the past 4 years. The same picture. I got one yesterday. Yeah.
I think my...
Do you think he just has, like, an alarm on his phone? That goes off every 3 months.
I think my favorite one that you've shown me is when he sent it in invisible ink.
Yeah. So I had to, like, physically... Yeah. And then you gave me the
yeah.
best present. You printed out the chicken picture for me.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Did you frame it?
No.
You're
a
terrible friend.
She's gotta do that.
I've gotta frame... I gotta put it in my dorm.
Yeah. You've got to put it, like, right in the entryway
yeah.
or on the door.
Yes. Like, I can do that, actually. Put it on the door.
Like,
do it.
And put mm-hmm. a sign under it, like, welcome.
Welcome. My roommate's going to be like, I'm vegetarian.
Watch you get a vegan for a roommate.
Screw you, vegetarian. If that's your real name.
Yeah. In my dorm, I'm gonna have the Hozier poster from the concert we went to, and then the chicken.
It's beautiful.
The chicken pic. None of my family or friends, just Hosier and Chicken.
Those are the only two friends you have.
It's the Father and the Son.
Where's the Holy Spirit?
And there's two chickens, so Father, Son,
and Holy Spirit.
There we go. Yeah.
But which one's which? You'll never know.
No.
Yes.
It's actually the bucket of KFC. That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all gotta look at it.
But Hosier's the Father.
Yes.
The Forest Father.
When I got out of the shower today, my hair looked like Hosier, and I felt like a forest nymph or something.
We gotta find them sometime.
Yeah.
Just like when your hair is wet,
yeah,
and approach him and say hi.
I'm you.
I'm you, but in the past. Yeah.
And if you were female. And American, yes. Not Irish.
In an ultimate, in an alternate universe.
Yes.
Let's make it a Spider-Man,
mm-hmm,
into the Spider-Verse situation.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking, Blake? You look very pensive.
I'm looking at the very obviously a lilac, not a rose.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
My mom made that.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Yes. So. Thank you. You have the right. You have the right response. Blake
it's
just doesn't.
Obviously a rose, but it's not a rose because it's a lilac. Because it's not a lilac.
A rose by any other name would be just as sweet.
Shakespeare.
Yes.
So, I have people who are curious about the whole Minecraft thing,
yeah,
and how you changed the language of Shakespeare in English.
Yeah.
Can you just explain to the listeners how you did that?
So yeah.
Now we're gonna boot up Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, okay, like, to change the language,
mm-hmm,
I mean? Yeah. When you're on the Minecraft title screen in the bottom left corner,
yeah,
there's a picture of
I gotta write this down.
Picture of a chat icon, like text bubble. You click on that and you can click like pirate speak, Shakespeare in English, upside down text, normal English, or any other real language. And it is very confusing at times, but it's really good. And it helps with, like, you know, if you have a bad day, you turn that on, and then you go on to Hypixel, Minecraft server, and you go onto the PvP wars, and you get to level 50 or something, and then you can destroy, like, all the 12... I do it, and it's cathartic.
I
destroy all the 12-year-olds. I've been playing Minecraft for, like, 7 years. I'm a veteran, okay?
You're a Minecraft veteran.
I destroy them for leisure. For sport.
You hunt them for sport?
I hunt them for sport, yes. Then they get really upset.
Well, I mean, 12-year-old boys need to get knocked down a peg.
Mm-hmm.
I should know. My brother is a 12-year-old boy.
They need to get knocked down by Muddy Blanket. That's
my
Minecraft name.
Look for Muddy Blanket on your servers now.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself in, like, 10 years?
In 10 years, how old will I be?
That is connected.
28.
Weak.
28.
I was gonna flip it upside down so it looks like a P.
It's not. Annie, continue.
I will be last year med school, hopefully. And obviously plans, like, change all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is indefinite, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's good.
Yeah. Dissect. Okay, I get to do a human cadaver dissection,
mm-hmm,
and I am so excited.
That's three this episode.
I've been trying hard to hold it back for Annie. I can't help
Interim,
it.
Interim, I'm going to take advanced gross human anatomy, mm-hmm, and we get to dissect a human cadaver.
What's a human cadaver?
A dead human.
Oh.
A dead person, yeah.
Could have just said a dead person.
Cadaver is more
it's a fancy.
It's fancy. We don't need no fancy words.
Person.
I can't talk half of the time.
She could say it in a French accent, make it fancier. Cadavier.
Cadavier. See, I said that with a speaking Spanish. Whoops. I can't do any accent except a Spanish accent, so if I try to speak in another language besides English or Spanish, I come out with a Spanish accent.
I do too.
¿Por lo que pronuncias?
Oh yes, say the Italian phrase here.
Conosco I miei poli?
Yeah, you screwed it up.
I know. Because I have no self-esteem when it comes to language.
I was forced to do it, and then I just was like, I kind of am good at this, so I continue.
See, I...
Got you good.
I was the opposite. I was good at it because I kept to myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm just a ruined shell of a woman.
It's okay, I'm right with you. Yeah.
Shells!
Shells. Shells of who we used to be. At 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. 19.
Nine. Mm. I keep forgetting I'm 19. I was gonna say 18.
Yeah.
I'm 19.
Oh my goodness.
Only 19, but my mind is older.
I was trying to think of a song that had like
it's Hamilton
19 in it.
It's Hamilton.
Because like you got ABBA, Dancing Queen for 17. 18 is like, I don't know, but it's 18. It's a big one.
Every coming to age song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor Swift for sure has a song about being 18.
She has a lot of numbers for songs.
Like,
what, 21?
22.
Oh no, 22. Adele has.
Yeah. Adele.
People love numbers.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. People? Oh. Haha.
Well.
Nice try.
I'm not a person.
I gotta take Calc 1 and 2.
I hated Calc.
I probably have to take a non-credit math course.
Calc sucks.
Cause
take math for elementary education.
That's not bad. I could do that.
Yeah. My friend Abby did that.
Intro to basic math.
Mm-hmm. Introduction to mathematical concepts.
Oh my, stop.
More like mathematical concepts.
Adderall.
My mind is still on meth.
Of course, it's okay.
Yeah.
Understandable. Yeah, meth head.
Yeah. But my doctor prescribed it, so it's okay.
Whatever you say.
Boom! I hope Alex Trebek stays alive. You know, he has like a rare form of cancer.
Oh.
That's severe and it's like really
just
advanced.
Just casually drop that crap.
Well, I thought you knew!
No!
Yeah. He's like really far along into it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Way to bring the mood down! Talking about pugs' legs and.
You wanted to interview me.
Killing
yeah.
people.
Well,
I don't.
We enjoy.
We watch people.
Oh,
God, that sounds.
Yes,
like,
please
no,
just
we
stop.
We enjoy the mystery.
Criminal
just,
Minds.
We enjoy the mystery and
we
enjoy
people.
The psychology of killing.
Yes.
The murderers behind
psychopathy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch this.
We love Criminal Minds.
Don't.
And I've been into the Blacklist. Recently.
I need to get into that.
Yeah. And I watch crime documentaries a lot.
And then we watched 6 hours of Broadchurch.
Yeah. Like 6 or 7 hours straight of the entire first season of Broadchurch. And we ended at like 3:30 a.m.
But
I actually felt pretty awake the next day.
I did too.
Yeah.
I felt pretty functional.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's wild.
I think because the day after... I was just forcing Bryce to watch Twin Peaks, which is another murder
yeah.
mystery.
Yeah. It's really good.
Have you started
Twin Peaks? Bryce real fast. I'm going to be like, yo.
The first episode. Oh. I haven't gotten farther than that.
It is, but the music is really inappropriate for, like...
The music?
Well, the music, like, not inappropriate as in, like, sexual.
Just doesn't match?
It doesn't match because it's in the 80s.
Which should I text Bryce? I'm be like...
Say, Diane, it is 5:28 a.m. and p.m., not a.m.
5 p.m.?
No, it's 5:28.
Stop.
p.m. And we are recording the podcast. That is a little, for those of you who watch. Watch Twin Peaks. I have a huge crush on Special Agent Dale Cooper.
I probably will too, because we have the same taste.
We have a lot of the same
tortured
taste.
Tortured geniuses.
Tortured geniuses and nerdy.
Yes. Spencer Reed. Matthew Gay Goobler, for those who don't speak Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
And I learned last year it was Goobler, not Gubbler.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes it better.
Yeah.
It is 6:29 in Beijing.
Blake is really bored.
Fun fact.
What would you like to talk about, Blake?
Nothing.
So the world could end at any minute.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We could die.
We could die.
Nah, can't wait. Oh, whoa. That's fancy.
That? Yeah.
I didn't know it did that.
Okay, so while he watches that...
He's watching a stopwatch.
I know, he's easily entertained.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be for long,
and
though.
He's watching it, too. You I'm are,
watching,
too.
I'm watching you watch... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because you love watching people.
How... So what are your first impressions of Matthew Gray Gubbler?
Goobler?
Goobler. Sorry, I can't stop.
It's okay. My first impression.
Guzzler.
Well, I first... This sounds like a beginning of a love story. I first met him.
I saw him across the room.
Yeah.
Locked eyes from across
the room. Don't sing this here. We're going to get sued.
Down my drink.
Season one of Criminal Minds. And he was such... a nerd, and like,
I know.
Yeah,
dang.
And he had a troubled past, so that all I need to date someone is tortured. Check genius. Check tortured genius.
I know it's unlikely, but if you ever get Tinder, make that your bio.
I'm only in torture geniuses, okay?
And Hosier.
No one else. Maybe he's tortured. Well, he is tortured.
Yeah.
He has a sad past.
Yeah, he
and
does.
He's a musical genius.
He is.
So.
He's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Bryce.
Thanks for that.
Blake, you have nothing that you can relate to here.
Except for the stopwatch. Bryce would sit down and watch this with me.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
He'd probably get you to stop, but then become enticed himself.
Sometimes, so I use a stopwatch at work to take TPRs, temperature, pulse, respiration, vitals, and sometimes I forget to stop it and just leave it going. So it's up on this like giant TV screen, and it's just a stopwatch of like counting the seconds. Makes me feel like the world is gonna end in
I love it.
X number of minutes, and I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
I'm okay with it.
It's Wasteland, baby.
Yeah, it's Wasteland, baby.
Buy Hosier CD now, or find it on Spotify.
Hosier.bandcamp.com.
Yep. His merch section is called Take Me to Merch.
Yes, I saw that. Because someone suggested it online, and then he actually did it.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just him. It was his team.
Oh, really?
It was... He got his team to change it.
Nice.
Because you know.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? How far are we into this?
I've got two stopwatches going.
Who will win? All right, we have 50... We're like, this is almost an hour, so.
Do you have any burning questions you'd like to ask me?
Well, I don't think we could fit what I had planned, and I had asked you if it was okay, but
yeah.
We can't fit that in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Sure we can.
It's heavy.
We can always stop.
That's right, but yeah, we can. So,
We might want to keep this up, though.
What do you mean?
I'll just tap it every once in a while.
Yeah, we probably will.
Down.
That's your job.
Thanks. Thanks for giving me that job.
Anyway, so it has been
my role.
Known.
Has been...
You've been very open to me, at least, about your mental health.
And the 10 people who listen.
Yeah. Your mental health.
Yes.
So, we know that you have generalized anxiety disorder.
Uh-huh. And OCD.
And OCD, yes. And just So, what would it be like for you if you weren't medicated?
Very bad. I would not be able to leave the house for fear of any number of bad things happening. And, like, because I have a analytical mind, I'll come up with some, like, science fiction-esque possible danger scenario. Like, if I go outside, it's warm outside, that means that any bacteria could come and, like, infect me, and then I'll die.
Mm-hmm.
Things. And it sounds absolutely ridiculous to me now, but in my mind, it's like, oh my gosh, that could actually happen.
I thought you meant, like, like a big catastrophe would happen.
Well, that like is a big catastrophe to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant, like, some science fiction stuff.
No. Like, when I was little, I had...
Doctor Who crap.
Okay. Oh, she loves Doctor Who, so...
I do. I have a TARDIS on my keychain.
Anyways.
Yeah, when I was younger, I had a fear of vomiting. Pretty severe. And then anxiety makes you nauseous when you have, like, panic attacks and stuff. So then you can see the cycle that would happen. I would get anxious, and I would be worried about throwing up. And then I'd make myself nauseous. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm nauseous, I'm going to throw up. Then I'd make myself more anxious, and then I would. And I, like, couldn't go anywhere.
That's, like, that's horrible.
It's incapacitating. Yeah, and the worst part is, like, you can't see what's real or not with it. Because everything seems rational to you at the time.
That's like, I forgot my next question. I had it, and then it's gone. Okay, here it is. So, what does your medication specifically do? Because do you still get thoughts of catastrophes, but you just ignore them? Or
So I take sertraline or Zoloft. And that is an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So in basically, okay, I could go into like the biology of this because I'm a biology nerd. Basically,
okay. I love you.
Instead of getting rid of the serotonin or the happy chemical in your brain, the sertraline stops it from leaving, so it forces you to feel better.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can tell it wears off at night at like 3 a.m. or something if I'm not sleeping, so I kind of... And then at that point, my mind doesn't stop talking with like a bunch of either like anxious thoughts, or I'll go back to like, remember in fourth grade when you did that thing? Think about it and hate yourself. And then you can't fall asleep for hours just sitting there.
I do that.
Nothing. Just embarrassing thoughts, scary thoughts, the same thought over and over again. That's my OCD coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm really thankful for sertraline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would we be without modern medicine?
I don't know. But the
dead
thing is, yeah.
Yeah. Get vaccine.
I would be.
Vaccine. You said the English major.
You know what? Shakespeare made new words. Why can't I?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a better word than vaccine. There's already a word for that.
Shut up, Blake.
It's called vaccinated. I think you pulled that one together on your own.
You know what? It's actually a symptom of ADHD to mess up your words, so...
Yeah, that's what I've been doing lately.
Hey.
I can't talk. Also...
Like how the things go up and down whenever you talk.
Yeah, I do like that. And anyway... Continue. Like... Yeah.
Bye!
I do mess up my words.
It's a lot. It's crazy.
And then I'll skip one in a sentence, and they're like, what?
I do that in almost every text I send.
Do you think that was a sine or a cosine graph?
What?
Where's the axes? I need to know.
Stop. This is math. This is not math. I don't want to know anything about math.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but sertraline, unfortunately, wears off. You become immune to it after a while. So once I reach 200 mgs per day, I'm at 150 now, then I'll have to switch to a different medicine. And when that happened to my brother, it was, like, not good. So I'm, like...
Yeah.
I'm crossing
fingers
my fingers now.
Crossed.
Yeah.
I can't see.
Fingers crossed.
That it doesn't go poorly.
Yeah, like, some of those medicines can affect people way differently.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
It's good. It's good. Like, but we bonded instantly over mental illnesses.
We did. Oh my gosh.
Your dad's was a psychologist. Yeah. Yeah.
He still has his license.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
He keeps it. He doesn't practice, but he keeps it. So he watches like X amount of credit hours per year to keep it. Yeah. He's a psychologist.
That's cool. Has your dad ever watched Criminal Minds?
You might
want to
pause
for a second.
There we go.
Okay, what were we talking about?
My dad.
Okay, yeah. Does your dad ever watch, like, crime shows with you? And does he go... does he go through the whole process of this is what they do and this is what they don't do? Or what's wrong with this person?
He did that with Dexter.
Really?
Yeah. He loves Dexter. Or loved it.
Oh, yeah.
He thought it was fascinating, although he thinks that there are some pretty inaccurate representations.
Like what? As there are in a lot of...
Well, yeah. Nothing's perfect.
I asked him...
have you met me?
Oh, wow! I've been rubbing off on you, because I would say that.
I asked him...
Thanks.
To define a psychopath and a sociopath, he said a psychopath is someone who has... can feel no emotions, no love or anything, and also has no sense, no moral sense, no moral compass. A sociopath neither can feel emotion, but they do have a moral compass. It's just twisted in their own way.
Fantasy.
So what did he think? Which one was Dexter? The sociopath?
I think the psychopath.
Hmm.
Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but he really...
I haven't watched Dexter.
It's good. It's pretty good. I stopped watching, though.
How many seasons were there?
That was, like, 7, I want to say.
Not gonna watch it.
Like, you could do what I do. Just start the first season, and then after that, leave it.
Yeah.
Because they always mess it up in the second season. Except if it's Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What a show.
Yeah.
Anyways.
My dad has had an interesting... career. You know, he's a psychologist, but then he was in the army for 23 years. He was a lieutenant colonel.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, he worked for... Was that KFC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Taco John's.
Yeah, but he has some wild stories. One time he was working the emergency shift at the health clinic he worked at. And this guy came in really depressed, and he had a gun.
Oh.
And went up to my dad's office and pulled a gun out and said, "Tell me why I shouldn't kill you and kill myself."
What did he
say?
Because
it's not nice.
So my dad eventually talked him out of it.
Wow.
And then called the security on him.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah. He said he's talked to psychopaths before, and it took, like, all of his training to be able to, because they're extremely manipulative. There was this inpatient that they had, he said, that was like really smart, but he had schizophrenia, and he was paranoid, so he was convinced that the mafia was after him, and like if you listen to him, you would believe it too.
He sounds right.
You'd believe it too.
Because he sounds right.
Well.
Wow,
I mean,
he's already manipulating.
If he believes it, like, it's like acting in a way, but they're not acting.
They're not, yeah.
Like, you can convince
someone. Like method acting, but like...
Yeah.
Not method acting.
Yeah. We know they're not method acting.
Thanks. I'm just explaining it to you.
Don't mansplain. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
No, I would think, like, it scares me a little, but I would really like to...
Talk to one?
Talk to one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you are.
You are. No. Yeah. It's really cool.
Have you talked to one?
No.
No.
I want to. Although,
would you?
Let's just hire one off of
Craigslist.
Come kill me.
I'm inviting you.
I'm inviting you to kill.
What's Fiverr? Is that just for musicians?
What's Fiverr?
I think that's just for musicians.
Anyway. Why does a part of you want to follow in your dad's footsteps and become a psychologist?
For a little bit, I wanted to study psychopathy, which isn't just psychopaths, it's the study of mental disease.
It's for business.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, but
psycho.
Then I needed more of the medicine.
5'8". Oh, we could.
We could get a psychologist, not an actual psychopath.
I forgot how to say how to spell psychopath. Psychopath 580.
I don't think that's right.
An experienced article writer. She's the psychopath from Pakistan.
I don't like it when people do that.
My work is genuine and plagiarism free, and I deliver on time. Because she's a psychopath! She's manipulating you already!
He's gonna start saying that about everyone now.
Psychopaths don't know that they're psychopaths, really. Because they know nothing else.
Yeah.
They don't know any emotion. Which is so cool.
It's also really
Yeah, Mom, I want to get out.
Mom, can you drag me home? Wow, you're even going on Facebook. Go to Jared's page.
Oh my god.
Jared,
so
Jared
pure.
Who?
I can't say. Can I type it in?
Wait, yeah. Jared? Oh wait, that's Jared.
I missed the E.
I could tell.
I don't know if I'm spelling this right.
No, you aren't. Now you are.
Yeah, I am.
Just in case all of you guys want to know. Oh my gosh! You're just...
Yes!
And then when he accepts your friend request, write on his wall, "What's up, Jared?"
Yeah.
Like what Annie did when I was over at her house.
He doesn't know me that well.
He'll accept you. It's Jared.
He saw me, like, twice.
Jared
in his life.
I know, but he'll accept you because he's Jared.
5 mutual friends. Jessica, you... Yeah?
Don't follow me on Facebook.
Why not?
Because it's very cringy.
I don't even look back at your posts.
Yeah, because all
you
of
don't.
My, like, I have a ton of like stuff. Because in middle school, I was obsessed, and I don't use that word lightly, obsessed with Doctor Who, so everything is Doctor Who, and my entire Facebook feed is
That's
only Doctor
great
Who.
Great to know.
It's very ugly.
Just Google her.
Is everything public?
No, probably not.
Is everything?
Oh yeah, people wish me happy birthday and then I don't respond until like 6 months later.
Let's be honest here. That's what I do too.
Yeah.
Oh god,
that
was a middle.
You were born on March 31st, 2001.
And why did I feel the need to put whenever I moved?
I don't know.
From
2005 or something.
Can I say this?
No.
Do you still live there?
No.
Okay.
She lives pretty close to
I was like an infant, and we lived there for like 6 months.
Who would spend a night at the hospital with
Oh
me?
My
so...
god.
That wasn't me. That was
I can see that.
Yeah. She tagged me in everything for a period of time. Everything.
Yeah, you're not even in this picture.
No. I haven't talked to her since 9th grade.
Me and Annie Schleifer were even complimenting by each other, by other choir groups performing. We're just really looking at her feed,
oh,
not
no.
yours. What?
That's my 8th grade class.
I see you.
Can we put this on the?
Oh
Instagram?
No! I have a great picture for the Instagram too.
Oh my gosh.
I do.
Okay, that says Britain.
Yeah. Why?
And the hearse says Russia.
I can...
We had a...
Is it a Hetalia
Annie.
Thing?
No.
Hetalia thing! Is it one of them Dun-Dun animus?
Oh my gosh. Me and that girl had a rivalry where it's like, I said, Britain is better, and she said, no, Russia is better, and it was just a
I mean, they're
thing.
Two global superpowers.
Yeah.
who took over multiple countries.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both pretty okay.
Oh my god.
Are you gonna message Paws and tell him to endorse us?
Call
oh
now.
Oh my gosh, no.
Wait, you're closed now?
Yeah, what day is it? We close at 5:30 on Fridays. You missed us by 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Call us at 651.
But it says close 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
on Saturdays.
You're gonna get a lot of prank calls now.
Oh my gosh. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 5:30, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 to 7:30, and Saturday, 8 to 12.
How expensive is this place?
It's pretty.
It's
pretty. Is that like $4 signs?
No, it's $3. It's AHA accredited.
Oh, when is this place open?
Oh my god.
It's always open. If you try hard,
dude,
enough.
I can find that. I'm an admin on this page. I can probably
even
find it.
Better.
Follow the Instagram, guys.
I follow. I'm an avid follower. We'll put that up in the caption. Yeah. You'll get a lot of support.
Follow Paws Pet Hospital.
Like
please.
Maybe like 11 people will follow you.
We'll be in touch if we make changes based on your feedback.
I could.
It says always open.
Oh my god.
Oh,
wait,
I know where
seriously?
That is. Not right now.
Okay, well, no, wait, seriously, it says that on the page now?
No.
No.
Oh, thank God.
I can choose to accept it if I want
okay.
No.
Please.
I will
please
get fired.
Okay.
Last
no
day.
One will have to know.
Yeah, no one, only the 11 listeners will know.
I mean, oh should we make a Facebook page?
What's a Facebook page?
I don't know.
Everyone's mom would follow you.
That's true.
Do we? I mean, his girlfriend's mom already follows the podcast.
Ooh, my friend from elementary school. You know that 8th grade picture?
Mm-hmm.
This is yours.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why we were drawing on it.
His mom really likes me for some reason, and I don't know why. I haven't gone to school with her son since 8th grade.
Yeah.
But she follows me on Instagram, replies to almost every story, is my friend on Snapchat now. I don't know why she likes me so much. And that prom...
Here. Drink.
Oh my gosh.
What did you do? Are you trying to poison me?
No, it's
mature.
It's high school all over again.
I don't even know what that is.
I have a good idea.
I can't even tell what that is though. It's like a squid.
See, should we post this on the Instagram to see?
Yes. What is this? A squid or a bird?
It's neither.
We'll find out next time.
Yeah, no.
Maybe it's upside down rose.
Alright, that goes in the corner too.
Blake.
Along with
10 minutes.
Along with all of my other hopes and dreams.
I'm gonna get Bryce over here. He'll force you into the corner.
Oh my goodness.
Is it called Bryce foreclosure? Will you give me a time out?
Hi. Anyway. Hi.
Yeah.
Don't take... That evens out the skin. I got that after work. Because that was when my... face was swelling.
When skin's feeling a bit tense, this exclusive cocktail of skin soothers can help relax and soften. Namaste. For stressed skin, paraben-free, silicone-free, mineral oil-free, dermatologist tested, frustration-free backing.
My brother is a voiceover artist now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he...
He quit his job as a vision therapist.
Oh, really?
And now he's, like, working as a freelance voiceover actor.
For, like, what? Just in
anyone.
Anything?
Yeah,
anything?
Like commercials.
That's awesome!
Yeah, yeah. So he...
You should get it.
He
that.
Had to make an Instagram.
He had to?
Yeah.
Can I follow him?
Where's... I gotta get my phone. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Start with a freshly washed face. Gently unfold mask and place cloth side on face. Adjust over mouth, nose, and eyes. Remove backing and relax for 10 to 20 minutes. Lastly, massage remaining product into neck and hands.
Stop moving your shoulders.
After removing the cloth mask. For best results, use weekly.
Yeah.
Use immediately after contact with face and eat. You're gonna lose that.
No, I'm not. I know exactly where it is. What are you doing with my tassel?
Okay, okay, okay. It's this. Is no post and no profile picture.
What a guy.
And two followers, me and a person that also does voiceovers.
Everyone, can I say this?
Yeah, everyone follow him, please.
Everyone follow Corey Donge, Scott voiceovers?
Corridan Scott voiceovers,
okay.
Yeah.
Is his full name Corridan?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it says Corridan Schleifer. Right there.
I had no idea. Name. I thought it was just Corey.
No, Corridan. Yeah.
I'll be sure to follow him.
Yes.
I want his first post to be the chicken picture. Yeah.
I mean, this is a serious business page, so he won't. Who's he following? Oh, that one girl. Okay.
Not you.
Follow
you
for
feel?
A follow.
Oh, I don't care. He doesn't need to know.
You made in a fake account to follow your brother's voiceover page.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, we should probably end it because this is probably the longest episode yet.
Oh boy.
An hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's our last one was an hour and 9 minutes. That's only because we had a lot to get off of our chest.
We're getting longer and longer.
Okay. And the podcast advice says to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, whoops. We can just...
stop. All right.
Oh, I was just going to say, screw them.
Exactly. But... not really. But, you know...
why do you have to twist my words like that? Time out. Go in the corner.
Okay, I'm older than you.
I don't care.
Corner. Now.
Fine!
Alright. Annie?
Yes?
Say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening to all of us.
Alright.
Yep. Right, follow my brother's page and Paws Pet Hospital's phone number 651-400-1180.
Do you want to continue?
Nope.
With that?
No.
Okay.
This visit is not, us
this
every
is not,
day.
Not sponsored.
24 at home. What?
This is not sponsored.
What do you mean?
We're not getting any money from this.
You promised us $500 each. Anyways. Oh,
well, now we're going to talk to Annie for a good solid 12 hours about right. This.
Bye. Blake, say
are
something.
Are you going to stop it?
Yeah.